RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls. A sideways look at the news. Well, it's all football so far, or sport.
With sideways look at football? What am I doing here? Why do I belong?
I don't know. The patriotism, dear boy. Patriotism.
Do you realise what you've just said?
Patriotism. Patriotism.
Patriotism?
Yes.
Mate. Patrick.
Well, look, I'm flying the flag on international radio for Slovakia, so you've got to fly the flag for the UK. Simple.
I've just done a bit. I've brought existentialism, anthropologicalism, everything into the conversation. I'm trying to heighten the profile of football so people with intelligence can understand
it. He'll be starting to bring in those funny paintings that cost about $70 million to buy in a minute. Anyway, we carry on part two with me, Eric Wiltshire, and him, Lee Banks, over there. We continue where we left off. So don't forget, this particular week, you've got so much going on. Wimbledon, you've got the European Grand Prix, we've got World Cup. Shout. Let it all out. Come on, England! And, of course, we've got Slovakia coming up as well, which reminds me. I'm flying the flag for Slovakia as well. Dobrý den.
What's the Slovakia equivalent to?
England! It's weird.
You don't know, do you?
Because they sort of adopt queenish, queen-type songs, which represented her in the ice hockey, and the songs sort of transfer across. Now you're getting all serious and stuff on me. Stop it.
Just sing a Slovak football song.
Well, no, because what?
Torch ballad for football.
I would have, like, We Will Rock You from Queen or something.
Oh, go on then, sing that for me. I'm doing it. I'm putting in. Yeah!
There you go.
just going to sing then.
After the Slovak match, we saw that Vladimir Weiss said it was the second best day in his life. I'm not surprised. It's unbelievable, a fantastic day. After the birth of my son, it's the second best day of my life, he said. But he did admit there was a lot of pressure on in the last 10 minutes. Because it was pressure for you, Vladimir. I was, like, biting my fingernails off.
And doing lots of sweating.
Yes. And then Robert Vitek scored a goal. It went really well. He got the first one in the first half, second one in the second half. And everybody knew.
Just let him play by himself then.
Well,
the rest of them weren't doing anything, were they?
Then, of course, we had the problem with the Italian guy getting a goal, and that worried us a bit. And the nice thing from Vladimir Weiss is his biggest comment, and I really respect him for this. He said, I want to say thanks to the people of Slovakia who followed us to South Africa. And I've seen loads of those on the television. So absolutely, really proud people. I'm very proud of my team. They played at the highest level and beat this team.
Sorry, I've just read the last line of this.
I believe today everybody will be celebrating in the streets. And I want to tell my wife I love her. Isn't that nice?
Oh, how sweet. Yeah, it was. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get home.
It was like it was really weird because before the match, there was just like cars going, nyum, nyum, nyum. Everybody was rushing home. And there was groups of people. We heard them last night as well. And it was just amazing, this whole impact of the UK and Slovakia are the same. So many things that Slovaks and English have in same. Anyway, returning to England for a moment, I see.
Can I just interrupt with an intelligent comment on football?
You can try.
Right. You know the Vavavavazulanillas, right? The whole says, like that.
They drive me nuts.
Well, there's nothing new in that, you know. Because, if you remember, British fans used to have those horns with gas canisters on the end, didn't they?
Yeah, those ones.
Same noise.
And before that, it was the rattle, wasn't it? You used to swing the rattle round.
Rattles off those rattles, yeah.
But they still use those here at ice hockey matches.
Do they?
Yeah.
They're caught on them.
Sometimes you worry, don't you? Anyway, I was reading the ITV website this morning, and I saw that James Corden...
I was reading The Sun this morning. I don't have to tell everybody.
Yeah, well, that's a newspaper and it's a comic, so what's the point? Sorry, guys. That's
I'm going to get you next week when we're doing proper shows. We'll discuss this. I have a secret on you.
Oh, God. James Corden, who's apparently the flavour of every broadcast outlet in the planet at the moment
he
in
is,
the UK.
For some reason.
He's everywhere. He started a campaign in the UK called Back the Beard. And apparently it's catching on. The idea is that you're not supposed to shave. It's to show support for the England team. And on his TV show, which is apparently, I haven't seen it because obviously it's in England, but it's on nightly, I think it's nightly it's on, called World Cup Live. James Corden is asking the nation not to shave whilst the team is still in the tournament and back the beard. Then, of course, that couples up with the fact that James and Dizzy Rascal did the re-record of the old Tears for Fears track, Shout, 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 Let It All Out, Come On England, which is the World Cup song
England, for... England.
If anybody's a mate of mine on Facebook, they'll see I put a few up there last night as well. Some of the songs. We put some of the songs up there. Got loads of reaction to them. And so James is actually not only on every television network over there, but he's also number one in the UK charts. And even if you're not there, you can hear snippets of it on the radio as well, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. He's good. I like that song. I always like the song anyway, but I think they've done a good version of it, even though it's got to do with that football game thing.
Why?
Is it Wimbledon that they sang that for?
Africa 2010, the World Cup.
Is that on now?
Yes.
Is that what it's all about?
Yes. I do. I really despair, boys and girls. So anyway, James Corden saying to everybody, don't shave, so I haven't today. Which is the
and
purpose.
I haven't either, actually. That's because I'm still in bed.
That's for you. Being serious for a minute, we mustn't forget it's a year ago since Michael Jackson went to play in that huge, great arena up in the sky.
That's right.
So we must remember that. And I actually did. I was listening to Chris Moyles on the BBC. He's the host of The Breakfast Show on Radio 1, which is for young people, not you, Lee.
Yeah, no, I know.
And what was interesting was he actually did 30 minutes of Jackson material. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because a lot of the people that were commenting, sending in SMSs, emails, stuff like that, more SMSs and messaging, but they liked the tracks as well. And, you know, comments like, it's my favourite, are you playing this, blah, 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 blah. So it's amazing how Jackson went through generations of people that all enjoyed his music.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit like Glastonbury. Well, Glastonbury.
Yeah, I had very strong feelings about Jackson.
I know. Don't go there.
What I was going to say is, in the last year, my feelings have softened towards him. And you know, the man was a genius. He was just a bit wayward. There was something interesting LaToya Jackson said on GMTV. I don't know if you saw
it. Yeah, we're not going with that one either because I think that's a bit naff. But it is true that he's worth more money dead than alive, which is really weird. But
But
the other thing moving along from that... And
that happens with everybody, though. Elvis was the same, wasn't he? Worth a fortune when he was dead. He was always worth a few quid, but he was worth more dead.
Oh, right, okay. I'm sure something will come into my brain about that name somewhere along the line, but I just can't rationalise...
Which name's that, lovey? The Elvis name?
That's the one, yes.
Is that the one? That's Elvis person?
That's the name, yes. But I also found it interesting, because apparently this is the biggest music festival in the world now, which is Glastonbury. Which is currently on.
Well, there's another one called Hop Farm that's coming up hot on its heels.
Well, there is that to it. They've got Rolf Harris opening the show to all these young people. And then they've got a headline act including Willie Nelson.
I know.
And I'm going...
Guess who's... go on.
No, go on. I know what's coming now. Go on.
No, you don't. Guess who's headlining Hop Farm Festival?
I don't know.
Bob... Is Royal Bobness...
That was predictable.
Van the Man.
Yes.
And Ray Davies out of the Kinks. Now, that's a headline act, not Rolf Harris.
But that's just totally old people.
What's Rolf Harris? No. He's a totally young person.
The stunt is that Rolf's opening it, which is cool. Willie Nelson's there, and they've got all the young bands.
Brilliant.
They've got all the young bands going there as well. All sorts of diverse singers from jazz right the way through in one big festival.
Yeah, but they've got Mumford.
Yes.
Oh, Mumford's a young person's band.
Correct.
And they're rather clever, actually.
Yes. Actually, we were talking earlier when we were in the office, weren't we? Well, you're in your office, mine, mine. We're getting confused, boys and girls, so you need to help us.
Why?
Because, like, earlier on, last year, when Jay-Z brought out the song with, what's her name, doing New York and all that sort of stuff, I kind of put it on and I went, first time I ever heard it, I went, wow. And then you've got Usher at the moment with his new track, and you put that on and I'm going, I hate that track as well because I shouldn't really like it, but it's in my head and I can't get rid of it. And then you've got...
It's because there's nothing else in your head, Eric.
Are you suggesting I'm a blonde Essex girl?
Oh, no, God, no. That image you've just put in my head now, that's terrible.
Oh, dear.
Eric
anyway.
Is a blonde Essex girl.
Let's move on to some more news. There isn't much new... Well, to be honest, boys and girls, it's funny how... Just about everybody's cancelled press releases at the moment, so the news is a bit the news is a bit sparse. Apart from some really wacky ones, and you look at them and you go, "Why did you spend $2,000 to write that? What was the point?" Mm. Because I can tell you, if you're a PR person at the moment and you write a silly little press release and send it out to everywhere, no one's going to use it. It's pointless.
Everything's filled with that soccer football. What's the difference between football and soccer?
American or English?
Oh, that's too complicated. Carry on with the news. No, that's just like that blown my empty head. That, I didn't know there was like a difference between country for country.
Yes. Well, of course, there is an American football in America, as our listeners out there will know.
That's logical. There's a German football in Germany. In fact, we'll probably play with it when they're doing that game thing.
Right. I don't believe this. Anyway, moving along. We've got another first together, a couple of firsts here. One is in Australia, who's got their first female prime minister, Julia... She's woken up now, boys and girls. We're not talking about football. Julia Gillard. And we're also about to get, well, providing she comes up with the goodies before the 8th of July, a new...
You get your own Maggie Thatcher, aren't you?
I think that's hard. Anyway, the Slovak president has asked the centre-right leader, Iveta Radičková, to form a new coalition. Hang on. That's another one, Lee.
Well,
what
it's
have you
probably
got?
In all... Hey?
You've got,
yeah,
you've
exactly,
got one.
Coalition. Of course we have. And it's gone well up to now, apart from a couple of things that we might discuss later on.
We might get there.
Yeah, no, coalition is the fairest form of democracy. You see, all democracy is a form of dictatorship where you can change your dictator every 5 years. This is a coalition.
I told you, boys and girls.
Everybody who voted gets a bit of representation.
He's woken. You know what you are, don't you? I just worked out what you are.
What? You're not good, then, are you?
You're a closet politician.
I have never been in a closet with a politician. I have never been on a toilet on an aeroplane with a politician.
There you go. Anyway, apparently the former Prime Minister, Mr. Fico, who was given a chance to...
Mr. Fico, sorry.
A chance to make a government after the election. I mean, as a single party, he got just over 35% of the vote. But he didn't get enough to form... a government again.
Well, that's how it works, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
And that's why I say it's a fairer form of democracy.
Well, I suppose, I can see that. So anyway, Mrs. Radičová has been asked by the president of Slovakia, Mr. Gasparovic, to form a coalition by the 8th of July. And it looks like she's going to do it as well, which is going to be kind of interesting. And... Again, you know, this is the same words I'm hearing from both sides of the North Atlantic, North North Sea. She actually says, I will do my best to make this cabinet for citizens an open cabinet that will be able to stay in 4 years and that has been a great success. Similar words coming from the UK, Lee.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. It's a good thing. I've never really considered these things before. But it's like when you think, when Maggie Thatcher took over in Britain, what did she say? She said she had a feeling of helplessness that a once great nation had fallen behind. And she set off to rescue them. A lot of people didn't like Maggie Thatcher. I didn't like a lot of the things she did. But she brought a different kind of politics. She created a different kind of politics.
Yeah.
And if she was known as the Iron Lady, what would you think Iveta Radičová?
No, Radić.
Radičová.
Yeah, Radičová. God, I'm sounding like a Slovak boy. But I don't know. I think the interesting thing is,
is she tough? Is she hard? Is she like going to be a tough leader of the coalition?
I think she's a good nationalist whilst being a good European at the same time. So she sees logic.
Would she, though, bring a gentle touch? But one thing Maggie Thatcher didn't bring to her reign as the first female prime minister was what was known at the time, if you remember that programme, the gentle touch.
No.
You know, that was one thing that was missing from it. What about,
I don't think any prime minister can ever bring in the gentle touch because they'll just get walked all over by everybody else that they're having to negotiate with. I mean, could you imagine you and I sitting in the European Parliament negotiating with all the heads of European member states? I'll tell you what it'd end up. It'd be ended up with bleep, 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 bleep from the pair of us.
Yeah, because my Skype connection had gone.
That's probably true. But now, if we were sitting in Brussels, you know, you've got to be incredibly strong to actually stay with those kind of organisations and premiers from all over Europe. So I don't see this lady as being a sort of soft, mumsy type person. And she's got strong views. That's easy to see. But what she's trying to do is get a party that agrees with its, you know, the whole coalition that's actually going to do something.
A party that agrees with its country. That's what she's trying to do.
Yeah, I can see that a mile
off.
That's
what it's about.
And it's very funny how you've got, not funny, it's interesting, because you've got the last bastion of the old days sort of fighting out and going, you should be put in prison for doing this and you should be doing that and blah, 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 which nobody in their right minds agrees with. And it's the last time. Some of the really, really strong connections to the old days didn't actually get into Parliament this time. They've been dumped. And I think that's because a lot of younger voters have voted in Slovakia, which they didn't before. So it's moving along.
How have you got young people in Slovakia to vote? How's that work? Because one thing we can't do in Britain is actually get young people to vote.
I think the majority. I don't know. I think here the honour and respect of freedom is something that the younger generations, and I'm talking sort of 30 years and downwards, hold very dear, really, really dear to their hearts. Yeah. And so it's something that's extra special. And they don't want to be downtrodden by somebody from several thousand miles away anymore.
We've had it too soft over here, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think the young Slovaks I've spoken to, and I don't ask which way they vote, because I think that's really bad. But I did say to them, have you voted? And the vast majority of them said yes. And I said, not who you voted for, but why did you vote? And they actually said, because it's my voice. And I'd add to that.
Good point.
You know, and if you don't vote, you can't really complain about stuff or whinge about it
later. I don't vote, Eric, and I do complain about stuff.
Yeah, I know, but you're a journalist. That's your lame excuse.
Yeah, but no, I complain because I don't want to throw my vote away. Because now we've got a coalition, it would have meant my vote would have counted.
Sure, I'll see what you're saying. But anyway, to wrap that little bit up, so that's apparently provided...
Are we doing football again?
No. If the new party or coalition can be formed by July the 8th, that'll mean the end of the reign for Mr. Robert Fico, who came into power in 2006. So there you go. Coalition. I keep saying it, the UK and Slovakia have got so many things in common. It's unbelievable. I'm waiting for comment on this.
Actually, there is a crossover between our two countries, which is quite strong, actually.
It is, very, very strong. Also in the news this week, the UK has received or suffered, I wonder which way he's going to go, from the first coalition budget. Yes.
Well, what do you want me to say?
You've got two minutes. 2 minutes, that's your lot.
Well, I'm glad I retired 8 years ago, 6 years ago, because I wouldn't want to carry on working now. And so, it's fine, they say that the country, we've got an older population, we live to be 90 now, and so there you've got 22 years of retirement. It ain't real. It's just a way of screwing us again. VAT up 20%, up to 20%. Do you know, a gallon of petrol is nearly, damn it, £6 now.
But that's not
and
VAT. That's
going to go down.
That's duty, not VAT. It's combined.
That's on it.
It has got VAT.
It doesn't make any difference. It depends. The actual construction of it doesn't really matter. It's what you've got to pay out in the place. You know, people don't go out for Sunday drives anymore, which in a way is a good thing because people go out for Sunday walks.
Well, that's better for you. I don't do either. So, I mean, you know, I just couch cabbage.
I've just convinced myself this is a really good budget, actually. Yeah. All these other people are going to have to work for ages and they'll have to walk.
Yes.
It's going back to like the 1950s, you know.
Some good things in it. But anyway, the first coalition...
It's not bad.
No, it's not. And apparently the new coalition in the UK is going to be axing some websites to save money. Because they've said the UK trade invest.gov.uk is being reported as costing £11.78 per visit.
I know. That sounds incredible.
Not really.
So I went on it. I didn't have to pay anything.
The trouble is that people dream up these sites, and I wish they wouldn't, because like every country, you want a central name that everybody around the world, come on, the cabinet office, I'm talking to you, you don't need 820 sites. What you need is a core of sites where people can go to, whether it's, you know, ukplc.gov.uk or something that's really easy for people to remember, has good impact on their brain. And on the side of that, absolutely, you can have a whole bunch of little links that says UK trade investment. There you go. It's on the front page. Hospital care, education, da-da-da-da-da-da. You can bring them all down there and save yourself a fortune with everybody trying to write 101 websites. Plus, get this. You can hold the name. I know why a lot of this is done. It's to protect names. You can hold the name uktradeinvest.gov.uk and you could point it to one site. So it doesn't matter what people type in, they'll still end up at the main central site. But you only need a handful of people to look after a handful of sites rather than oodles of people running 820 sites. And I know how much effort goes into running websites because I do it.
Well, that's it. See, a lot of people over here are taking the attitude that it's actually a snub for the internet, and it isn't. It's just the fact that 825 sites is 75% more than you need.
Absolutely, you know.
And that's how does that mean? How do you get the £11.78 per visit?
Well, it's the cost. It's the cost of the site against how many visitors.
I understand. Yes.
Yeah. So obviously, uktradeinvest.gov.uk, either the people running it aren't promoting it enough, or there's no interest in it. Whichever way round it comes, stick it into a central one, and you haven't got a problem. It's easy. I don't know if there were problems. Congrats to Kevin Costner and Joanna Lumley, as we get very short on time, as they're helping out with the oil tragedy in the USA. I like Joanna Lumley. I do.
I like Kevin Costner. Can you imagine if they got together?
Well, they almost. Of course, Joanna Lumley was famed. Was famed for the TV series Ab Fab, and more recently helping out the Gurkha soldiers who were in the UK Army. And then they were told they couldn't stay in the UK. Bizarre. And now she's starring
saved that situation.
She did, actually, mate. Yeah, and she's now back on the London stage as well. And
she's lovely, isn't she?
She is.
She is the milk we all like.
She's just wonderful. And she's been supporting this product for like 20 years or so. And it's like
15 years it is. And she's had trouble actually getting people to be interested.
Yeah.
But one of the byproducts of this is the fact that people are now interested in that product. It's a brilliant product. So just soak the oil up, take it away and burn it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, think of like a big tea towel or drying dish towel thingy, what's it? And they put that on the beaches where the oil's coming in, and this is going out to help people in America. And it soaks all the oil up, as Lee quite rightly said. Then you can turn it into a form of fossil fuel, effectively, and use it rather than just wasting it. How cool is that?
I said it quicker, I just said you could burn it.
And quite a shocker, this one. Whilst in Slovakia, we're still struggling with incredible rain and floods, and there has been some more this particular past week. Now, it looks like there's going to be a hosepipe ban because of high temperatures and no rain in the UK, Lee.
Unbelievable. How on earth do we manage so regularly to run short of water?
You know what you're going to have to do? You know what you've got to do, Lee, don't you? You're going to have to change your habits. What?
My habits?
Yes.
It's not my fault we've got a shortage of water.
You're going to have your bath once every 2 years now instead of one.
Oh, I have a bath every day, you know.
Hang on a minute. Boys and girls, closer. Doesn't work.
Oh, no, this is not smelly radio. Well, it is in your case.
Thank you very much indeed.
No, you think, listen. We live on a collection of islands in the UK, yeah? We're surrounded by the sea. We've got rivers running right through the middle of the place, and we're right in the fiery line of the wet westerly winds. And yet we always run out of water because the sun shines.
Don't you just love the UK, Lee?
I think it's funny. Yeah, here's a quote I've just seen.
Yeah, go on then.
Water levels in reservoirs across the Pennines and the Lake Districts, which are the core of our supplies to the northwest England, are well below average for the time of year. Less than a week ago. Excuse me, I've just got a sneeze. I've just sneezed on air. That's because do we have a sneeze?
No, we have an anti-sniffy button and an anti-cough button, but we don't have an anti-achoo button.
Am I the first person to sneeze on air?
Well, I doubt that. I doubt that very much.
Just steal my glory again.
Actually, you know, we've got about a minute to go. One shock of this week, I was listening to, as I do, listen to radio stations here, because Europe 2, or Europa 2, has switched its music policy, and now it's for young people, so I love it. And then I'll occasionally have a listen to Radio 1 in the UK. Yeah. And I've heard naughty words on both stations this week.
Well, I tell you.
The F word.
I know. It's getting used far too much. It will lead to violence. And I mean that quite genuinely.
I don't like that.
Because the F word is so well used in Britain now that there is nothing really you've got that you can use in an aggressive fashion.
We got to go, boys and girls. That was Postcard from Pop Press. Say goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, Lee.
From me, Eric Wilshire. We'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.